it's a good idea. Stick around for a while. You found a good day weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Asking questions is a good idea because Ken has good answers, important answers, important information. It's yours by sticking around, listening to this program, listening to Dr. Ken, calling him at 888-553-7536. All kinds of attention to detail. Ken has worked on the research, a lot of medical information from this past week, whether it be from the front page of your newspaper or television, some of the things being blogged. Matter of fact, this Beastie Boy story, is it Adam Yauch? Is that how you pronounce his name? Anybody know? Dr. Ken? It's Y-A-U-C-H.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, 47-year-old gentleman. He's best known, I know him as MCA, and he's the founding member of the Beastie Boys rap group. He died this past Friday after a three-year battle, Doug, with salivary cancer, not a very common problem. The history, briefly, is that in 2009, he received surgery and radiation therapy for what was then believed to be an early stage cancer of the salivary gland. You know, he said he was going to beat it, not a big deal. But the cancer had spread from his parotid gland to a lymph node. And predicting the course of salivary cancer, let's talk a little bit about this because I bet most people aren't familiar with this. It's a rare cancer. It depends on the size and grade of the original tumor, which is common to many tumors. When you try to predict how you're going to do, the size of the tumor that spreads to the lymph node, the extent of spread to the lymph node, and whether the cancer has spread to other parts of the body. This is how us doctors determine what your prognosis is, how you're going to deal with this. Cancer of the salivary gland, as I mentioned, it's a rare disease. It's considered a type of head and neck cancer. There are three main pairs of salivary glands. The parotid glands, it's in the front of and below each ear. You probably have felt them occasionally. The sublingual glands, they're under the tongue. And then the third part of the salivary glands is the submandibular glands below the jawbone. Maybe you remember all this from high school biology. But there are hundreds of tiny salivary glands, Doug, that line parts of the mouth, nose, and throat. And most of the salivary gland cancers begin in the roof of the mouth. Mm. About half the time, salivary gland tumors are benign and don't spread. There are some signs, not to get people worked up about this, but I just want to finish this. There are some signs of salivary gland cancer to be aware of. If you have any of these, you need to talk to the doctor because getting to this early is the way to really take care of this. A lump, it's usually painless in the area of the ear, cheek, jaw, lip, or inside the mouth. This would be something you should show to your doctor. Fluid draining from the ear, I hope nobody would ignore that. Trouble swallowing or opening your mouth widely. Numbness or weakness in the face or pain in the face that does not go away. These are all signs of possible salivary gland cancer, and they need to be evaluated.
Wow. That's weird, isn't it, huh? And it's, by the way, his name is pronounced Yauch, according to one of our listeners who called 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. We have the Good Day Health newsletter. Comes out every Friday. You can sign up for that by going to Dr. Ken's site, drkenshow.com, or to dougsteffen.com. Look for Dr. Ken's picture. Click on that. What sort of info have you researched this week, Ken?
Alcohol. Just when you thought you knew everything about it, you probably don't. We put the most recent studies published in the medical journals in the last few months in our newsletter this week, and it's practical information that you can use, and I know you'll enjoy it.
So what I saw that intrigued me was that women tend to suffer from long-term effects of alcohol abuse faster than men do. Why would that be?
Well, it's a good question. Women in general have things harder than us guys, and alcohol is no different. It's probably that they don't metabolize it as quickly. Their livers are probably smaller compared to most guys, so they are a lot more sensitive to it than us guys. 0 to 1 per day of alcohol beverages servings are considered moderate intake. For guys, it's 1 to 2 servings per day is considered moderate intake. And the key, you know, I'll just talk about the newsletter a little bit. The key finding is how important it is if you have any risk factors for breast cancer women, you gotta really put the alcohol aside, because more and more studies recently are showing that alcohol is really that final trigger if you're at risk for breast cancer.
Yep. All right, so let's take that to heart one way or the other. But Ken does so much work. Help yourself to all the work and a lot of past the issues that come up with your calls at 888-553-7536 affects so many people. And there are folks every week who ask how they can find out what we've talked about before. It's pretty easy. You can go to either of the two websites, drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com, and you'll see ways. There's a prompt there. For example, at dougstefan.com, the listen box, you can see there where the past shows will be. You go to Saturday, weekend. It depends on what you're looking for. But hour one and hour two of the weekend program are Dr. Ken. So there's great listening, lots of advantages to come here and check it out. Also, the story of this NFL player, Junior Seau, that's it, right. Seau, who apparently did himself in, Ken, because of the head injuries he received by playing football. What's the detail there?
Well, let's not take too much of a leap yet, because we can't conclude what you finally said, but let's talk about what we know. Former San Diego Chargers linebacker, yes, Junior Seau, he's considered one of the best National Football League defensive players of his generation, Doug. He was found dead at his home in Southern California this past Wednesday from a gunshot wound to the chest in what the police actually called this past Friday, a suicide. He was just age 43, and the big question is what you were alluding to: is the brain that may have been hurt while he was playing football caused some sort of dementia that has led him to hurt himself? And this is an area that the family, as if we were going on the air, I was looking the latest on this, the family has not announced yet whether they're going to allow an autopsy of the brain to look in to see if there's any evidence of any damage to the brain. And as this story develops, we'll bring it to you. But certainly the take-home message is that I know you're going to play football. I know Doug would prefer you not to, but, you know, I'm in the epicenter of football in the country here in Florida, and I know the momentum to play, but you got to do what you can do to keep it as safe as possible, the protection you need, and just don't play if there's any question that you're not in 100% fitness.
And if you want more information, there's a website you can go to that will give you as a parent details, or even somebody that may be a potential player. It's Seriscan, CERESCAN.com, Seriscan.com. They're doing the work for the NFL to examine the brains. There are 1,500 and some of maybe 1,600 lawsuits now, Ken, including 100 that were filed this week against the NFL. Damages to one's brain, players suing the NFL.
Well, I heard a statistic that most NFL players, about 3 to 5 years after they retire, are bankrupt.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure that there are some financial needs that need to be filled. And, you know, this is certainly a pathway that looks promising. And but for the record, apparently with Junior Seau, there's no documented history of him actually having a concussion while playing. The other question is, you know, could he have had just minor injuries that went undocumented? And I think only an autopsy will tell us. I hope they do one. I think we could all learn from this.
Yeah. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. We get to some of your calls, email, etc. Stick around because lots more information and news to cover about things that will affect you and your family. It's 16 after the hour on the countdown. Let's get the right program.
Good day health.
Good day health with Dr. Ken.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Corporal John Reedy, 17th Regiment, 7th Infantry Division.
Sent to the 17th Infantry Regiment, 7th Infantry Division, and I worked in communications. All of the publications and communications and things that they have to do with message with operation, for instance, of the regiment comes through the message center. For instance, decoded messages, that's where they decode them at the message center. It's like the post office. The message center was like the post office. And one of my duties was I operated a switchboard, and I rode shotgun on a message center Jeep, which was, make sure the Jeep gets through.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
888-553-7536. I was looking at the, that's for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, by the way. Here's some good news for those of you who like pepper and what it can do for fighting fat. This sounds like a new angle, Ken.
Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry this past week. Doug, the same ingredient in black pepper that makes you and me sneeze may help you and me become slim. This pungent component in black pepper, it's known as piperin. It fights fat by blocking the formation of new fat cells. Bigger studies need to be done to confirm this, but I think there's some promise here, and I don't see any harm in adding some black pepper to your diet. It may help you lose weight.
Well, what's the risk? Isn't pepper black? Why do they call it black pepper? It's just pepper, right? Or are there different kinds of pepper?
There are different kinds of peppers.
Really? Well, peppers, green peppers and red peppers, but...
Black pepper.
That's what they use in this study. Really? All right. So there it is. 888-553-7536. We'll get at it. Your call is coming up. Good day weekend. Good day health with Dr. Ken.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety, too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINDAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Doug, we're sitting by the phone waiting for your calls. The unique part of our show is at the beginning, the lines are all open, but predictably by the end of the show, you won't get in. So here's your big opportunity, toll free from anywhere in the country, to ask me anything you want about health and wellness, medicine, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Get that pen and paper out, write it down, 1-888-553-7536. Yes, it's toll free. Yes, there's no charge, no paperwork. I won't embarrass you. I'll give you answers to all your healthcare questions, easy to understand language, evidence-based answers. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKEN. I've been in medicine almost 30 years. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. I will answer your questions about yourself, your kids, your parents, your spouse, your friends. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I'm a trained internist, trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist, and a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, as you all know. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
All right. So I'm looking at some of the good news. We oftentimes get so focused on the bad news. Look out for this. This is terrible. If you, in your family, sometimes it's hard to figure this out. That's another reason to go to that website, Seriscan. And the reason that I plug it is because it's run by a couple of friends of mine, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N. There are all kinds of studies, information about what happens to your brain during your life, Alzheimer's, dementia, are you at risk for Parkinson's? Here's a way to keep yourself. This is sort of stuff that we knew, but we attach this information earlier on, Ken, to your specialty, cardiology. It looks like having fish oil and flaxseed oil does something else that's pretty positive.
This is very encouraging because people are asking me all day, even when they're worried about a heart attack, they're just even more concerned about Alzheimer's disease, just losing their memory. And there are certain things that we learned this week, some ways to improve the memory. Reducing calories may preserve your memory. This is out of the annual meeting of the American Academy of Neurology. The cutting back on calories, it's a good idea to protect the heart. And eating less also may reduce a person's risk of memory loss. And also this other study about the fish flaxseed may lower Alzheimer's risk. This was in the medical journal Neurology. What they discovered this week and reported was that eating fish, fatty fish, nuts, and other foods, and here's what's important, they're rich in the omega-3 fatty acids, may actually help protect against Alzheimer's disease. And they actually went into the science of all this. People whose diets contain the most omega-3 have the lowest blood levels of a protein that's known as beta-amyloid. This beta-amyloid is very important. It's like cholesterol in the brain. The beta-amyloid deposits ARC. It's not cholesterol. It's a protein that's commonly found at autopsy in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease, and several studies have suggested that high blood levels of this protein may predict Alzheimer's disease before memory loss occurs. So I think you're going to hear a lot more about this beta amyloid. And the nice thing is that getting foods, this was not so much supplements. You know, if you can't get these foods in every day, it's good to take a gram or 2 grams of this. But the idea is to try to get the foods, especially the oily fish, the salmons, the mackerel, the tuna. You pick the one you like, but get something with a lot of oil around it.
All right, so flaxseed oil, flaxseed, some people have in their cereal, things like that, but those are very important things to have. What about the effect of triglycerides and high cholesterol? Is that number, I mean, omega, you can have a lot of omega-3 in your system and still have high cholesterol or high triglycerides, yes or no?
Well, one of the ways that we pharmacologically treat a high triglyceride is with high-quality, industrial-grade fish oil, and this is an effective way. If you have a triglyceride above 500, we actually have a drug that you need by prescription that's the highest grade fish oil possible, and it actually will lower your triglyceride. So this is one way that we get one of the particles of the cholesterol molecule, you know, this big molecule, it's broken into fragments. Triglycerides, bad cholesterol, the lousy LDL, good cholesterol, the HDL, and obviously you want your healthy HDL as high as possible and the other fragments as low as possible. And there's specific treatment for each one of these fragments, getting them up or down. And one of the specific treatments to get the triglyceride fragment down, yes, Doug, is to get heavy in the fish oils, the omega-3s.
All right. So there it is, the old word to the wise, all these stories about the cancers that you're in danger for if you drink too much alcohol as a woman. These sorts of things all come as part of the territory for Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536. I promised your calls next, and that's what we'll do here on Good Day Weekend.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now, 33 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with the expert, medically, traditionally trained, but yet open to new things, which is the best of all worlds, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices in Mount Dora, Florida. His cardiology practice is there. And if you're interested in having Dr. Ken see you, well, you going to see, fly into Orlando, nice trip up there and go to Disney World, if you're so inclined to stand in line forever. And then you go see Dr. Ken. His office number is 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Lake Cardiology is the name of his facility. Lots of great people on the staff. Be very helpful to you. But he really has a great way about him. He'll handle you the same in the office as he does here on the air. So why not check it out? If you have issues, heart issues, cardiology, circulation, that kind of stuff, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Meanwhile, let's get to our friends on the phone, Ken, 888-553-7536. We'll start with Mark, who's in Lebanon, Virginia. Mark, you're on with Dr. Ken. How may we help?
Yes, Dr. Ken, I had a question on my legs that ache after I work a 12-hour shift at my job site. When I go home at the end of the day, my legs are just throbbing and aching. And I was just wondering, is that pretty normal? I'm 38 years old, or could I have a problem going on?
Sure, Mark. Let's talk about it because, you know, at 38, it's a little suspicious why you're having this. What kind of work do you do? Is it enough, the physical effort that you do, to account for it? What kind of job do you do?
Yes, sir. I mainly do sort of like a house cleaning, janitorial job. A lot of lifting and walking on concrete floors.
How long have you been doing that?
For about 2 years now.
And how long have you had the pain in the legs?
For about 2 years.
So it therefore seems likely that it might be related to just standing long hours on concrete floors. You wear a sneaker maybe with a soft bottom or...
Yes, sir. And one more thing I just want to point out, Dr. Kent, I've actually been on a medication for my blood pressure called Entenolol for almost 2 years, and I don't know if it's coincidental, but just when I started the blood pressure, I sort of began to ache your legs.
Well, Entenolol is a beta blocker, and I wouldn't jump out and say that it's related to that, although are you a smoker?
Well, I was, but I've been a non-smoker for about 3 years now, Dr. Ken.
But at some point, you were a big-time smoker.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you know, smoking and blood pressure and aching in the legs, you know, all the medical people listening, they're thinking about peripheral vascular disease. and the circulation in the legs. And, you know, you're a little young to have it, but it's not unheard of, and it can be easily diagnosed. Somebody just feel the pulses on your feet and make sure they're nice and vigorous. If it's unclear, doing some ultrasound, some Doppler of the pulses and of the arteries in the legs. You know, the arteries are what bring the blood from the heart down to the toes. The veins bring it back up the other way. And that would be the first thing that I would look at. I would try to see if you could make sure you have some sort of comfortable footwear. Try to limit the prolonged standing and sit down occasionally. So you rest the legs a little bit, and then I would make sure you don't smoke, keep the blood pressure under control, check the cholesterol and the blood sugar, and get somebody to examine your legs and make sure the arteries are wide open, okay?
Okay, one more thing, Dr. Kent. You don't think I could be a diabetic or developing diabetes, in your opinion?
Well, that's another issue. There's diabetic neuropathy. There's a lot of different possible causes of discomforts in the legs. And as I was mentioning, the things that you should get under control, because they're all risk factors for peripheral vascular disease, I mentioned checking the blood sugar, the hemoglobin A1C. I think you should get that checked.
Okay. I appreciate that advice, Dr. Penn. Take care, Mark.
888-553-7536, Marion in Mobley, Missouri. Say hi to Dr. Ken.
Yes, Dr. Ken.
Hi.
Hi. I have a cousin that was diagnosed with severe vertigo.
All right, here's just a second, Marion. Marion, excuse me.
Yes.
You have your radio on, and we can hear
I'm
it
sorry.
In the background. You can't have a conversation on the radio. There's a delay. It'll confuse you. It'll confuse the audience. So I'll have you go work on that, and we'll see if we can come back to you. Meanwhile, Saul in Melbourne, Florida, listening to WMEL. Go ahead, Saul. You're on with Dr. Ken now.
Thank you very much, Doug. And hello, Dr. Ken. I've been following you since I lived here in Melbourne since 2001.
So you're the person.
Great job.
So you're the person stalking me. My mystery is solved.
Right. No, I've been following you on WMEL.
Well, thank you. I'm just joking. I'm so glad, Saul. I'm so glad to have you along. I think you and I have communicated once or twice.
Yes, I'm the TV producer.
Oh, okay.
I wish Mr. Doug would get in touch with me because I like to inform him about it.
And oh, Saul. Okay, right. I know who you are. Yes. Welcome back, and it's nice to reconnect with you.
Right. I didn't call for this reason, but maybe Doug can go to my website and give me a call when he has some free time. Am I allowed to give that on there?
Yeah, what's your website?
It's a Let's Meet TVShow.com. It's an interactive social network I developed before Facebook in 1989. Except for television. You don't need a computer. But it's Let's Meet TVShow.com. The reason why I called, Dr. Ken, I know you're a heart specialist, and I remember the techniques that you developed to strengthen the heart and to make actually new vessels grow, and I thought that was phenomenal, and thank God I don't need that problem. My blood pressure is 110 over 70. The doctor says I'm in excellent health.
Great.
And he wants to see me every 6 months. It used to be every 3 months, but now it's every three. And my triglycerides were high, but I changed my diet completely. I eat a lot of raw vegetables, a lot of salads. But recently, I've been having a constipation problem. In fact, I haven't been asleep since yesterday because, you know, it's just extremely hard stool, and it just doesn't want to relieve itself.
Let me get a word in here, because I get the question. You know, why are you constipated? And there's a number of possible reasons why the intestines just slow down. And the basics are you got to make sure you get enough fluid intake. You're not dehydrated. You need to make sure you get adequate fiber in your diet. You also have to make sure that when you feel like you have a bowel movement, don't delay it. That's a big mistake people make, and then it's very hard to have one. Make sure you get enough physical activity in the day. Make sure that you don't have a problem with diabetes or thyroid disease. I don't think you've, as far as I know your history, you've never had a stroke or Parkinson's disease. These are other things. There are some irritable bowel issues that can occur. If none of these obvious reasons are the cause, it's time to get to the gastroenterologist, the GI doctor, and get a colonoscopy. At your age, I hope you've had a recent colonoscopy.
No, I've been putting it off. They told me look for signs and everything's fine, and I've done the test. I walk every day,
so,
about 20 minutes.
So when was the last? How old are you right now?
I was just going to say I'll be 70 years old.
Okay, October. You're a very young 70. And when was the last time you had a colonoscopy?
I've never had one, but I've never had any kind of problems.
You're not being very smart, Saul.
Saul, Monday morning, I want you to call, speak to your doctor, and get your doctor to refer you to get a colonoscopy done.
You're 20
yesterday.
Years late. It's supposed to start when you're 50, have it checked out. It is you're playing with fire, very foolish, and that's the nicest we can be. Do that, and then you have something to talk about, all right? 888-553-7536. Amazing how many people can come up with excuses as to why not to do something that they know they need to do. So why would you, I mean, I'm now sounding a little, maybe some people think I get a little annoyed. I do, because it's silly. Here you have, especially at that age, Medicare pays for that kind of stuff, right? The only reason, and so you have to have some bad fluid, taste bad. Oh, I don't want to have that. Would you rather be dead? I mean, you don't eat for a day, you take the fluid that tastes like crap, and then you go have they give you something to put you to sleep. You have the television little camera stuck up your butt. They look around and see if there's anything there. If there isn't, fine. If there is, then you do something about it. But it's folly it's just amazing the kind of excuses you hear from people. Oh, I didn't like the taste of this stuff, so I didn't want to do it. Well,
denial, as you are observing with people responding to these things, denial is a very strong emotion.
Yeah.
And people are often very afraid of knowing. I'm more, as a physician, I'm more afraid of not knowing as you are. But, as an observer of human behavior over the several decades, many people are just afraid of knowing.
Yeah. Well, it's maybe a little harsh, but it makes more sense than not to get at it. 888-553-7536. Speaking of getting at it, we were talking earlier about the problems people have with Alzheimer's and how important it is to get the fish oils and flaxseed oil, that kind of stuff. And I asked you a question about high cholesterol because I know that with you, this is very serious stuff. And, maybe is there a connection? Of course there's a connection. And that's why we talk about this product, Cardiol, and how it can help. Does Cardiol work to help lower the risk of Alzheimer's as well? I guess that's part of it because there's various fish oils and that kind of stuff and the 9 natural ingredients that are part of Cardiol, Ken?
Well, we definitely know that if you get your risk factors, the traditional risk factors for heart disease, coronary disease, under control, the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the blood cholesterol, your weight, your don't smoke. If you get all of these things under control, and I could list more of them, they also will lower the risk of getting circulatory issues to the brain, of which can result in these dementias. So high cholesterol, it is a serious condition, and it can lead to heart attacks and heart disease, and probably to Alzheimer's also, Doug. And I always seek the safest, most effective ways to lower the cholesterol in my patients. This all-new natural approach from Italy, it might be right for many of our listeners, Doug. Cardiol 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood, and we've talked about these before, the triglycerides. I like it because the people I recommend it to, they report excellent results in just 60 days. Also, it's safe, FDA registered, and Cardiol is easy to take. It's just one capsule a day.
the makers of Cardiol so happy to have you try this out. They know it'll work. That's why they give you a free 30-day trial so you can find out for yourself how well this works. Pay $8.95 in shipping and handling. You can click on Dr. Ken's free trial when ordering online at cardiol.net/free. That's cardiol.net/free. Or you can call 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. 888-809-6424 for that free trial.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about looking behind you instead of in front of you. Well, how many times have you been told, always look forward, never look back, never look at the past, never look where you've been, but always take a look at where you're going? You know what? That's not true. Do you know that each and every day, and probably right now, you are looking back into the past? You are looking where you were and what's coming up for you in the future. What am I talking about? The rear view mirror. We use it every day to determine where we were and what cars are coming up, who's behind us, how close are they, and then we begin to predict our moves and the future. The same thing is true of life. We do need to look back as to where we were. We do need to look back as to where people are going ahead of us or with us, and then we make our plans for life, our plans for the future. Look ahead, but look behind first and keep on driving straight. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. Here's a question from a listener about having an advocate. The question is, how do you determine who helps you? Doctors are busy, but you have somebody in your family who's an advocate for you. Is that often the case, Ken, when somebody comes to you, for example? Do they come to you through an advocate, somebody who says, you got to do something about this?
Well, it's always a good idea to, if you're dealing with a medical challenge, to not face it alone, especially when you go into the hospital and also when you go to the doctor's office. And I think that that's what this person is talking about. There's a lot of, in the media, in the non-professional literature, urging people to find an advocate. There are even people who are running companies, getting themselves out as an advocate. A friend, a family member, all good ideas.
888-55 Dr. Ken, 51 after. Good day, weekend.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We got in the all-star team from Cintas, and they changed our ground game completely.
Cintas? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with Cintas from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to Cintas, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the Cintas team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
All right, 53 after the hour of the Good Day Weekend program, taking your calls for Dr. Ken. Medical questions, how may we be of service to you? 888-553-7536. We'll try Marion again in Missouri. All right, Marion, I think we
Hi, Marion.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, hi, Dr. Ken. I'm sorry.
Hi, Dr. Ken, and hi, Marion.
Hi. I'm sorry. Okay, my cousin was diagnosed with severe vertigo about 2 months ago. And she had all these tests run and everything.
And vertigo is, for those of you who don't know, it's this sudden sensation that you're spinning or that your head is spinning inside. Just the walls are turning around you.
Right. Is there not a cure for that? Because she's been on medication, and it doesn't really, well, it helps for maybe 5 days, and then she'll have another bad episode.
Well, let me help you think through this, because if you've ever listened to me, before you think about treatment, you have to put a step in between. You know, what's the diagnosis? What's the cause? Because there's always many causes. Usually in medicine, there's just not one cause for whatever symptom you have. So you have to isolate the cause of this before you can begin to think about treatment. And there are many different causes of vertigo. There's a common one, benign positional vertigo. There's a roll of the ear here. You can have a lot of different reasons why the room is spinning. And has she been told what her cause is?
Well, she's never told me, and she worked for a group of neurologists, and they did the ping test on her several times, and there's no ear infection or anything in her ear.
No crystal issue or anything
no,
like that?
No, they said no. Now, her brother...
So they could not identify... Often what happens is when there's no cause identified, they call it benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. Boy, you know, we have all these names for everything. BPPV doctors call this. There's also Meniere's disease. This is ringing in the ears and hearing loss and vertigo. That's also a very common cause. There's also you know, we hope it's not this, the acoustic neuroma. This is a type of tumor that involves the nerve tissue that can cause vertigo. Also, there are blood flow issues in the brain that can cause vertigo. Often you have a headache associated with that. Not to cause you any anxiety, but multiple sclerosis, head trauma, migraines, diabetes, all of these are possible causes. So I think you need, if the neurologist didn't have a cause identified, you need to make sure a good internist or family doctor gives her a good head-to-toe physical, and also a good ear, nose, and throat doctor looks at her. I think if you do that, you will get a clear diagnosis.
Well, she does have diabetes. She is a diabetic. She is a diabetic.
How well is it controlled?
Very well controlled.
Okay.
She keeps it under control very good.
Well, then I would keep looking. And did they do some imaging of that part of the brain, the ear,
yeah,
to make
they
sure.
Did.
So they ruled
did.
Out a tumor.
Right. Well,
okay,
that's what they thought, but they ruled that out.
Well, good. And there's been no trauma recently?
No.
Okay. Well, I would ask for a diagnosis, and I would go from here, and maybe this is just this benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, which is not a, it's more of a nuisance than a serious problem. Has they been, sometimes when they just don't know, they'll give her some meclizine, antivert. Did they try that?
No, she was first on Valium, and then they took her off, and she wanted off of the Valium.
Yes, that's
so
no way.
So they put her on a different medicine. I don't remember what it is.
I would imagine it's antivert.
That's what it is.
When the doctors don't make a pinpoint diagnosis, they always try that. And if that hasn't helped, then she needs to get this more evaluated. As I told you, I think I gave you a good pathway.
All right, okay. Miriam, thanks for your call. 888-553-7536. One of the items this week, we talk a lot about Alzheimer's. Reducing calories may help your memory as well, Ken.
Right, and we've got to help yours because we already went over this one.
No, I thought we did the one with Alzheimer's risk.
We'll do it again.
Fish, flaxseed. Did you do the calories and that stuff too?
Before, but let's do it again. This is the annual meeting.
I'll do it again. I'm on it now. I'm going in and get some. So you're rid of
reduce your calories, protect
there
your heart,
you
protect your brain.
All right, get it. That's it.
American Academy of
Neurology. I quit. I've had enough of this. For this hour, anyway. But I'll be back and so will Dr. Ken, more importantly, with more of your calls at 888-55-DRKEN.